good news for dams. That's going to make me happy over Easter. I love a good dam story. The president of Federated Farmers, he loves a good dam as well, because there's one just sort of in his hood, really, Wayne Langford, and that is the Waimea Dam.
Yeah, afternoon, Jamie. Good to be here. Yeah, Waimea Dam not far away, and it's good to see it finally full of water. Good. It's been a long time coming, so it's good to see it finally get done.
Well, it took about 20 years to get the Waimea Dam and done, you know, from consenting right through to actually getting it finished, filled up, and a bit of water flowing out the other end. And Shane Jones is bang on, isn't he? You know, he wants to dig it up and dam it up, but we need to fast-track these consents so we can get on with these infrastructure projects and get stuff done in this country.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. And just think what it would have cost 20 years ago compared to what it costs now. You know, when we look at planning these projects, they just seem to go on forever and never get done and take forever, ultimately just adding the cost. You know, whenever you've seen a project come out either on time or before time and on cost, you know, barely at all. So we've got to get cracking in and get some of these done. You know, we're old enough and wise enough now to take care of all the other responsibilities that come with it. But we've got to get some of these things done, and we've got to get them done faster, in my opinion, too.
We're going to be talking to Todd McClay shortly about the extended drought declaration. Your area, the Nelson-Tasman region's been declared a drought area. How are you faring?
Yeah, Golden Bay has still got a green tinge to it, so we're just scraping our way through, hoping for the next lot of rain that comes by. But you're right, Tasman's been really struggling, and that's in and around the Nelson area, and then obviously down through Marlborough. I'm heading down to Kaikoura for Easter weekend, and so I'll be driving down through there and stopping off to see a couple of farmers on the way, just to see how bad it really is.
Now, we've got the AGMs coming up, the provincial AGMs for Federated Farmers. They are coming up, and you're suggesting it's a good time for young farmers in particular to step up.
Yeah, absolutely. This is you know, a real chance for those that are looking for future leadership roles within the sector to put their hand up and to put their name forward, really, to stand for their local province. We've got 24 provinces across New Zealand. They form our National Council of Federated Farmers, and that's where all the decision-making's made. So, you know, by being involved in your local province, you've got a real opportunity to have a say, you know, of the direction not only of feds, but obviously of farming in New Zealand. So a real opportunity for anyone that's been doing a bit of leadership training or anyone that's, you know, got a bit of an eye leaning towards it. We'd love to have you on board, because it's a heck of an organisation and we're doing some pretty cool things at the moment.
Do the likes of the provincial presidents get an honorarium just to cover some of their costs? Because it's a big contribution to make time-wise.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. And every province is different from that point of view. You know, every province is actually governed independently. So some get more than others, but some are also bigger than others. So there is a little bit there to cover your fuel and some of your time potentially. But most of it's done for goodwill for the farming sector. However, we're real conscious of that, right? And we get the team to support you as much as you can to make sure that, you know, you can still be the everyday farmer, but you can also have a bit of a hand and some governance and some leadership outside of, you know, your farm gate.
How's the loving going with groundswell?
We're ticking along all right. Yeah. haven't caught up with Bryce in a while, actually, or Laurie, sorry. But no, we seem to be on the same page on many things, and no doubt they'll be talking about council rates at the same time as I am. So they'll be just as worried about some of these rate rises or double-digit rate rises that are being talked about.
We'll come back to those. But did Rowena come in here? Good afternoon again. Did YOLO Wayne Langford make the Christchurch Press power list?
That was why I turned my microphone on to me. No, he did not, unfortunately, which I think is a massive oversight, because clearly he would have come
Bryce
in.
Bryce and Laurie made it, Wayne, and... And yours truly, no, actually, no. Marcus Lush and John McDonald.
And
News
yourself.
Talk ZB made it. I'm living vicariously through News Talk ZB. But you should have been on the power list. This is for South Islanders. Just check he's not on the power list.
Oh, no, I've checked, yeah. I mean, he was right up there with Richie McCaul for me, the leader of rural New Zealand.
Well, Richie's languishing at the bottom of the power list. Poor old Richie.
Behind Jamie Mackay,
But, well, we need to petition the Christchurch Press, Wayne Langford, to get you on the power list, right up the top for South Islanders.
No need for that. I'll just keep on cracking on doing what I'm doing, and we'll leave that list for someone else.
Let's get stuck into local body authorities, but it's a tough one for them because central government has abdicated so many responsibilities and costs onto local body authorities. But, you know, farmers are the worst affected of anyone by this because, you know, rates, in my mind, should be user pays rather than like a wealth tax. And farmers always get, you know, the short end of the stick when it comes to rates. They pay a hell of a lot and get bugger all.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more there, and it's a real tricky time for the councils as well because we've got a change of government. The government has indicated there's a change in the direction of travel which these councils will be taking, but some of that work's not quite there yet. So they're stuck in between what the old government was suggesting and what the new government's coming out with, all at the same time consulting on, you know, like I say, double-digit rate rises. I think Canterbury's looking at 24.2, Otago 21.3, Taranaki 16.3. That is a massive number when you consider the number that the majority of farms are already paying, right? And the most challenging thing about that, I think, at a time like right now when there's not a lot of spare cash in the system, is it's just no extra benefit to the property at all that you're trying to farm, and it just comes straight out of the cash flow budget.
Okay. Wayne Langford, look, really appreciate your time. I know you're doing splendid work there, leading the charge for farmers as the head of Federated Farmers, even if you missed out on the Christchurch Press power list. I think you're doing a good job and worthy of a slot somewhere below 34.
Jamie. Oh,
sorry, I'm just having a dig. Hey, good on you, mate. You have a good Easter weekend in Kaikoura.
Will do, and you better give her a big cuddle from me and say thanks for all the service there.
I don't think that's appropriate these days, Wayne. We had Stephen Harrison here yesterday with misogynist, inappropriate comments towards our new producer, Michelle. So you got to tread warily in the 2020s, Wayne.
Well, I thought we were moving out of that era and back into the real life era, but we'll see where we get to.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll take the...
I bought her a coffee this morning.
Good man. That could be one of the first in a long time.
Rightio. See ya. You have a good weekend.